My guest today, Stephen James, no relation, CEO, President, Berkshire Hathaway, New York City, skyscrapers and everything. Like Stevie Wonder's song, which I had the time, I would have played part of that. So we took our break. We were talking a little bit about, pretty shocking to learn that the real estate market is 60% rentals. And then of what sells, 65% are co-ops, 35% condo. I remember back in the 70s, 80s, early 80s, my buddy Matt bought a co-op and I went to visit him. And I've done interviews with this one guy who's an historian. I should really send you this interview. I think you'd really like it. And he talks about the origin of co-ops. We pretty much run co-ops out of business here. We had one or two in Santa Barbara. And you were talking about how it's a corporation and they kind of can bypass fair housing laws?
Yes. Well, not fully, but yes, they can decide. They don't have to give a reason for rejecting the application. But if they don't like the price and they don't like things that they see in the application, they just won't meet. They won't meet the buyer and they'll reject it without giving a reason. Legally, the only way that you could turn someone down is over finances. And that comes up a lot. We're in a market right now where people are looking at properties and they're not quite qualified financially for those properties. So going through that board process is getting very, very tricky. And in fact, a number of the buildings are asking for money in escrow after closing to cover the maintenance in case they don't pay their maintenance. That's always the big fear from the co-op board's point of view. Will the maintenance be paid? Because if it's not paid, the rest of the shareholders have to pay that. But I think they do a very good job of looking at someone's financials and projecting whether they're going to be a good risk or not. So you don't have a lot of people defaulting. I can think of in the whole time I've been doing this, which was since 1980, I think there has been only one co-op that's defaulted on their mortgage. So that's pretty remarkable when you think that there are so many co-ops in the city.
And it's a testament to their screening process.
It is.
What kind of monthly fees are we talking about for a co-op?
They've gone up over the years. Right now they're averaging somewhere around $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
And you get a doorman?
Not always, but usually. You have a live-in super. You have handymen. You have a really well-run ship. In fact, when you look at the apartments on Park Avenue, for example, all the way up from 55th Street, all the way up to 96th Street, those are all on both sides of the avenue. All cooperatives outside of about three or four buildings.
I love the fact that you mentioned what's included. So it's kind of like if you're renting an apartment and you have a maintenance issue, you own a co-op, you call the handyman, he comes in, no charge?
Yes, that's right. Now, if it gets extensive with bringing in people outside for repairs, yes, that's going to cost you. But for the most part, you can rely on the handyman and supers in the building to solve your problems.
Well, I grew up in an apartment building in Mount Vernon, New York, and we had a live-in superintendent, and he had a crew that did all the landscaping, collecting the garbage. And if we had a maintenance issue, we called the superintendent.
Yes, exactly.
Old school days.
Yeah, still the same case here.
So what are costs? What I mean, I know that's a tough question because it's probably a broad spectrum, but
yeah, exactly. So I would say certainly looking over what's happened so far in this year over year, the average sale price, both co-ops and condos, is $1,989,000.
Let me stop you.
Yeah.
Do you literally mean average or versus median?
No, I mean average. The median is $1,118,000.
And that is for what category?
The combination of co-ops and condominiums.
And roughly how many sales?
That's barely up from a year ago.
Roughly how many sales is that year to date?
Probably 10,000.
I just did the year to date sales for Santa Barbara, the South Coast, and it's 848 sales.
Yeah. And that's, remember we have over 8 million citizens in New York City.
Yeah. Yeah. We have, you know, Santa Barbara about 80,000, but we have, you know, Goleta 80,000, Summerlin, the South Coast. I don't know how many, so it's a few hundred thousand. And this is just single family. Periodically, I do look at condos, but not frequently. So our single family year-to-date median price, $2,480,000. I did do condos last week, and it looks like it was $1,030,000, and your median price, $1,118,000. So that's pretty funny.
Yes. Yes, it is. Of course, thrown into that is the new development, the new high-rise condominiums. And that's actually slipped from a year ago. A year ago, it was $2,144,000. This year, it's $1,750,000. And that was the biggest segment of the market in the last 25 years that has gone through the roof. And now the reason why it's down is because there's less new product. There's no more land to build new 30 and 40 story condominiums. So the big discussion over the last couple of years has been converting office buildings to condos or co-ops. And that's a nice idea that you would think would solve the problem, but it's not so easy. Unless it's a much older building, which is much easier to convert to residential. If it's a fairly newer building from the 70s, maybe the 80s, it's not so easy because of where they laid the plumbing in the buildings. So I think the one that's just coming to the market now is the Flatiron Building, the iconic building in New York City all the way from the 20s, the Flatiron Building at 23rd and Fifth Avenue. And there's 60 units going up in that building, and they've just opened a block of those units that are starting at $11 million. And they, in the last month, they've had probably contracts signed on about 15 of those. So they're doing very well at that stage for a building like that. And that was an office building, so they're converting it to residential. And there are some other buildings that are kind of in that category, but it can be very expensive to do that. But when you have no more land and you have a desire for buyers for condominiums, they have to find alternatives. There's looking at my window up Madison Avenue at 58th and Madison and at 60th and Madison, there are two 30-story office buildings that have been. One has been taken totally down to the ground, and the other one is about a quarter of the way down. And both of those are going to become condominiums.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. So you're going to see a lot more of that as we move forward, because that's the alternative. And there are a lot of buildings that fit that category. But, you know, not everyone can actually do that. There are a couple of developers that are very experienced in this regard, and they've controlled the market for the last certainly 25 years, and they'll continue this market moving forward as it is.
My guest, Stephen James, CEO, President, Berkshire Hathaway, New York Properties, New York City, Manhattan. And I can actually see him looking out the window as he's describing what he's seeing. 2025 year-to-date number of condos in Santa Barbara, the South Coast, 292, and in New York City, it was 10,000. The median price, about the same. Just $1,118,000 median price on condos. And we are also trying to look into converting commercial to residential, and we got a downtown Paseo Nuevo. They want to knock down Macy's. Someone bought Nordstrom's and he wants to just redo it. So we're in the thick of it right now. Glad to see Manhattan and New York City is doing it. Circling back to the rental market, I've got kind of an adopted niece and nephew that moved to the city a while ago. And Ava just got a new apartment on the Lower East Side, right around 8th Street and 1st Avenue. Uh-huh. Great neighborhood,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Very and trendy neighborhood.
Very trendy. Her parents are visiting right now. And they did a home exchange. I tried to get Stephen to help me do a house swap. And they went on some website and they found this magnificent, probably a co-op, a doorman. And with a view of the East River, and it's a two bedroom, and they're visiting their children in Manhattan right now.
Fantastic. That's
so very good. She moved well. In, she moved into a 5-story walk up, and her bedroom is up a spiral staircase, and she's paying $2,000 a month. She's paying a little more. So the total rent might be just close to $4,000. During the break, you told me the median rental price is $4,600.
Yes, that's right.
And it's really, really high. But she's got a balcony off her bedroom with a view.
Oh my.
That's huge, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, the river view is a huge plus that everyone wants. Everyone wants a view. Most apartments don't have views except the back of a building or the across the street or down the street. But right. And that's a view too to some people. But right. A real view that people look for, it's not so easy. And you have to really pay for it.
So we're almost out of time. I was curious to ask you, we talked about condos and co-ops and that median price. You told me about the Flatiron building, almost 25% are sold already. That's pretty impressive. Converted a commercial building to 60 units. Is brownstones? That's
yes.
In every iconic movie.
Yes, exactly. So the average selling price of a townhouse brownstone is $6,266,000. And the thing to keep in mind about the townhouses is that there aren't very many of them. There are right at probably 6,700 of those in all of New York City. So, and it's hard to even verify that figure, but that's the general consensus. But The brownstone is an interesting because the brownstone is defined by the material on the facade of the building. Most people think that brownstone is a structural stone building the house, but it's not. There are other masonry that builds the structure of the building. And this sort of sandstone, this reddish brown sandstone from the 1800s and from Connecticut and actually New Jersey, which they use to do the facade. And that's how it got the name brownstone.
Very interesting. I don't know if you saw the recent remake of Sherlock Holmes, who was living in New York City.
No, I didn't.
Lucy Liu played Dr. Watson.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a great series. And they're living in his father's brownstone in New York City. And that's where we have to end the interview. We're up against the clock. My guest, Stephen James, CEO, President, Berkshire Hathaway, New York Properties, had a lot more questions. We lost a segment. So you owe me a segment. Maybe we could pre-record it and play it another time.
Great.
Happy to. Great to see you. Nice to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.